Good morning and welcome to the Vital Balance call. Today, this is Linda Morris, and I am so lucky to have a good friend of mine. Barbara Satterwhite is going to be speaking this morning about Nichan's bone health, which is the Alkydense, the Caldense, and we might even just throw in a tad of lactoferrin gold. All the bio-replenishments that we have from Dr. Naidu. And Barbara is she's an RN. She's also a platinum wellness consultant in Nichan, and she is just one of the most gracious women that I know. She worked at the Medical College of Virginia Hospitals in Richmond, Virginia for 29 years. Her main clinical focus was oncology. She served on the board of directors of the Oncology Nursing Society, which is 30,000 members, and was active at both the national and local levels. She also served on the board of the Oncology Certification Corporation. She was an active member of the American Cancer Society. She has been published in a number of nursing and medical journals. She's born and educated in Canada. She came to the United States and she stayed. Haha, smart woman. It's lovely where you live. She discovered Nichan soon just before retirement and is grateful to Nichan for the freedom and the powerful products that allowed her to help her father in his last months of his life. So, Barbara, I'm so excited to have you on this morning and talking about just one of the products that we are just so lucky to have in Nichan's line of bio-replenishment. Good morning.
Good morning, and thank you for that gracious introduction. Wow. Yeah, this is truly the problem we're going to have today is there's so much information, and to do it in 20, 30 minutes is really tough.
You can do more. And for anybody that has barking dogs, it's our stick to mute. Thank you.
Okay. Well, because one of the things that I think is so vital with this call is, and there's several of you on the call that have stories about bone health, because I think that's a compelling thing. I will go through my passion with this and a lot of information on the three products, but and specifically why we need it, but I think the stories are the compelling thing. So, I've got so much information that I don't know where to start out, actually, but I'll let you know that I can email any of you any of the things that I'm talking about. So,
well, Barbara, how about if we start with the story then?
Start with the story?
Because I just got a story myself yesterday. My mom is on the bone pack. She met Dr. Naidu, and he told her, you need to take two osteodens a day and then the three caldens because he was watching her walk, and he's like, you really need two a day. And she's very active. So she happened to share that with another friend of hers, and this was 3 years ago, and he was having problems with his hips, and his doctors had told him he needed hip replacement surgery. And so he got on the bone, the osteodens and the caldens. He was just doing a single dose. But he put off that surgery for 3 years and just went ahead and had the surgery last month. So he called my mom yesterday morning and he said, the doctors are just so thrilled and amazed how quickly my bones are re-knitting around that replacement. And they're like, it's taking really, really well. So he's just so excited that, you know, well, yeah, he went ahead and had the, you know, the hip replacement. And how quickly his body is just doing its job. And so he's happy and grateful to have the osteodens and caldens. And he's like, I'm going to keep taking it. This is amazing stuff. So leading into that, tell us more about what you love about osteodens, Barbara.
Oh, that's super. Yes. And it's those stories because we think of it as primarily osteoporosis, osteopenia, those issues. And really, the whole bone health pack is geared towards the whole skeleton. And the bones do so much more than I even realized, actually. So what the whole idea is that the two primary purposes for the skeleton, in other words, your bones, one is to provide that structural segue and give you the mobility you have and the protection. For instance, your cranium protects your brain, your thoracic, your ribs and whatnot protect your heart and lungs. So it's very important for those reasons. But it's also a mineral bank. All of our minerals, no matter what they are, the calcium, the magnesium, all of the minerals are stored in your bones. So why is that important? Well, the importance is that those minerals have to get to the bones in order to be stored in the bones. And then the bones break down every day. It's a natural process, and they release these minerals to all the organs every day. So every day, your heart, your lungs, your liver, your GI tract are all getting, your kidneys are all getting, or should get, calcium every day and other minerals. So that process of breaking down is normal. What gets out of whack is when the breakdown becomes more than the build-up, and then you get out of balance. So the whole idea behind the Bone Health Pack, or the three products that Linda mentioned, and I'll go into those in a bit, it's called, as Dr. Niger says, a bone management system. So in other words, how does that calcium that you get from your spinach or your broccoli or your supplement, how does that get converted into a form and transported into the bones? That's what's broken down. We can eat all the broccoli in the world, all the spinach in the world, take all the calcium in the world, but if it's not broken down into a form and transported to the bones, then it's really doing us no good. So it's that mechanism of not only converting the calcium to a form, get it into the bones, but then the bones breaking down and releasing that every day. And I thought it was very interesting, you know, every day your body needs, the different organs need a certain amount of calcium. I think it's
yeah, I found that very fascinating, Barbara. You know, I remember, I'm now remembering more. It's like, you know, the brain, the heart, and the kidneys need 150 milligrams of calcium every day to function. And the gastrointestinal tract needs like 750 milligrams of calcium every day. I had no idea.
Yeah, and that's how they came up with the 1,500 milligrams that you should be taking every day. So if you add all those up, it's roughly 1,500 milligrams. So, and one of the things that was very, I'm passionate about the bone health for several reasons. One is because of all of the issues I deal with, specifically women, but men also can have osteoporosis, osteopenia. You don't go anywhere that you don't run into somebody, and we'll talk about this in terms of age, but that has been diagnosed with those sorts of things, and the only recourse our physicians have is a medicine. And, of course, the medicines are so detrimental to a lot of reasons. And so what is so important here is that we have on our hands a natural solution to help the body manage this whole cascade of events so that you can, and we don't make claims, but you'll see and you'll hear all the stories of people improving their bone density, improving their healing with their bone surgeries like Linda just mentioned, things like heart-related AFib changing. So there's so many cascade of events that happen when you correct the bones and the bone management of their calcium and your minerals. So it truly is an amazing, amazing concept. But what is exciting, I don't care who I talk to, and you can feel pretty bad because I do a whole PowerPoint presentation on this whole mechanism of why your minerals need to get to your bones and released, and then what the drugs do, and then the side effects of the drugs. And you know, when I'm talking about side effects of these drugs, they're very devastating, and I know that without a doubt there's somebody in that audience that's on the drugs. There's no doubt in my mind, or they wouldn't be there probably listening. So you would feel bad that you're going to discuss these side effects with somebody, but what makes me feel okay about it is then I have this solution. So we have something on our hands that everybody needs to know. And it is such a natural thing. And there's so many pieces of information. I mean, Dr. Jackson, who's wonderful, and Dr. John Jackson, who's retired internal medicine, I believe, and he has written a lot about this. And what he's basically saying, too, is that, you know, when joints hurt, your conventional approach is to focus on your symptom relief with anti-inflammatory medications and pain relievers. Cures are rare, and if all-out fails, surgery becomes your consideration. So common recommendations for bone disease include calcium, vitamin D, which is what you need. You you definitely need that, but they'll recommend things like chondroitin, glucosamine, and hyaluronic acid. I never can get my tongue around that one. But they're seldom effective in of themselves. And hormones are usually, part of the big picture as well. But the bisphosphonates, which are the drugs that are sent and given to and prescribed for osteoporosis, osteopenia, are the most popular prescription drugs. And they definitely slow bone renewal, but they interfere with the calcium release to vital organs. This is what is so important. And I remember when our osteodents came out, we're talking three products here, lactoferrin, gold, 1.8, osteodents, and calcium in the bone health pack. When the osteodents came out, we were doing a conference call, and Nikin had Dr. Naidu on to answer questions, and somebody said, if a lady is on Fosamax, can she take the osteodents? Fosamax is one of those bisphosphonates that are prescribed for osteoporosis, osteopenia. And his answer was, yes, but let me tell you the role of Fosamax. The role of that drug and the other bisphosphonates is to stop the breakdown of bone. Stop the breakdown of bone, okay? So everybody says, wow, that's great. That's what I need. I need to stop breaking down my bone. Well, one of the side effects of of Fosamax is constipation. And that's because it's inhibiting the release of calcium to your GI tract. Remember we just said your GI tract?
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Yeah.
You need 750 milligrams of that every day. And that it's stopping that from happening. That really would mess up your system. Wow.
Exactly. And that's what I was just going to say. Yeah, we need 750 milligrams a day. So if it's stopping the release of calcium to your GI tract, it's also stopping the release of calcium and other minerals to your heart, your lungs, your GI tract, your brain, your kidneys. You know, the lumen of your kidney relies on calcium for its integrity. So if you're not getting calcium, so there's a cascade of side effects that come with all this. So that's the aha. The bones need to break down. They need to release their minerals every day. They also need to get rid of the old bone, and they build new bone. Well, one of the other things that I didn't realize is that we replace our total skeleton. In other words, the bone cells break down, build up. We replace our total skeleton 10 times by the age of 70. That's how important it is to break down, build up, break down, build up. And that happens about every 4 years. And when you're younger, by the age of 20, you've replaced it 5 times. So it's so important for the youth to have healthy bones and healthy bone management. So it's just amazing when you think about what the drugs do, what they're causing. And the sad part is when somebody's put on a drug and the next time they do a bone density test, DEXA scan, the doctor says, oh, we haven't lost any more bone, we're doing good, everybody's happy. Well, that's a false sense of security because what has happened is we've been holding old bone in there, number one. So number one, it's not letting minerals go out to the rest of the organ, so there's a lot of side effects. Number two, that old bone is brittle and will break, and in some cases, it doesn't heal well. And one of the ahas that I'd heard twice on national news, 2 years in a row, I had been told by a friend of ours in Richmond who's a nurse, her daughter's a physician, her nurse mother said, how can you prescribe these drugs with knowing all these side effects like osteonecrosis of the mandible? That means certain percentage of people on Fosamax will get what we call necrosis of the jawbone, necrosis of the mandible. The jawbone literally dies. And it does not heal. People are relegated to tube feeding and all kinds of issues. Now, it only happens in maybe 1%, 2%, but you don't want to be that 1 or 2%.
And then well, I remember that time, that was like 17,000 was that 1%.
Oh, really?
Don't get to eat anymore. That's a lot. That was like 6 years ago.
Well, and the dental literature is full of articles about osteonecrosis of the mandible dentists are extremely fearful of these drugs when they want to do a procedure, like any surgical procedure. My dentist, when I asked her about it, this was several years ago, she says, oh, absolutely. She came and spoke at one of the presentations I was doing on bone health, and she said, you know, the half-life, we thought the half-life of the drug, meaning it stays around in your system, was 10 years. She said it's 20 years.
Holy
so God. You can't just go off the drug for 6 months and have your procedure and expect that there might not be a problem. And so and the sad part about this, my dentist, I said to her, well, do you tell your patients about this? She says, I can't. The Dental Society prohibits them from speaking up and talking about the dangers of these drugs. Now, if a patient asks them about it, they can talk about it. And so flip back to my nurse friend whose mother's a physician, and she says, how can you do this? She says, well, I'll do everything to try and not prescribe the drugs, but I cannot tell them about what you're talking about or I could lose my license. If a patient comes in and asks me about it, then I can advocate it, but I cannot bring it up. So the physician's hands are tied, and it's not our physician's fault. They don't know anything else. They don't know about this. So I always tell
them. Yeah, and it's horrible. It's horrible stuff. So let's go back to osteoderms and the benefits because, you know, and some of the people that have been on those bisphosphonate drugs, they might need to be on a double dose of osteoderms to reverse that, essentially shutting down the bone so calcium doesn't either come or go into it, which is a bad thing. But, you know, Dr. Naito did have the medical study, and that was with individuals that were already in osteoporosis. So,
right. Okay, well, let's go through
yeah.
the three components. And that's the beauty of Dr. Naidu and his work. And we are so blessed that we have his products affiliated with NECAN, and through NECAN you get them. And he's been associated with NECAN now 10 years. And it was, I remember 2004 when lactoferrin, which was the first product of his that we had him here in Richmond talking. And he talked about, we didn't realize what we had on our hands, what a phenomenal scientist and researcher we had. And he was so gracious, and he explained lactoferrin in general. And it really is the basis of osteoderms. So I'm going to talk about lactoferrin first. And I'm not going to read the whole QRF sheet because you can look that up, and it's just not enough time. But the lactoferrin gold, this is a naturally occurring substance that's found in all our body fluids, including our tears, our saliva, our blood. It's a basic building block of life, and it's an essential protein. It's a major component of your mother's milk, and this way it's provided to all mammals beginning immediately after birth. It is exclusive patent technology. There's lactoferrin out there, but the lactoferrin gold 1.8 is so significant in how he has formulated it. It's a patented technology that produces lactoferrin gold 1.8. It uses exhaustive purification methods to remove microorganisms and endotoxin compounds. This provides an unprecedented level of purity while also preserving the prebiotic qualities of lactoferrin. Lactoferrin gold has been reformulated from the original with natural lecithin derived from sunflowers, replacing polysorbate 80 and as a stabilizer. So it's an improved, more natural formula. And the manufacturing process requires about 3 liters, or that's about 3 quarts, of milk to produce one single capsule of lactoferrin gold. The source of it comes from natural milk in the region, isolated from sources of contamination. The source material is then subjected to extensive purification technology. And lactoferrin gold is referred to as a highly functional lactoferrin because its unique production technology results in a form of lactoferrin that is more accessible for the body to use. This technology removes contaminants that could inhibit lactoferrin absorption or metabolism. And so, and you know, there's just so much.
And the benefits of it, Barbara. I mean, wow. You know, when we first started taking it, it's like, wow, every time I take lactoferrin, you know, if I felt like a sniffle or a sneeze or I was around sick people, it would prevent me from catching the cold. But it's so extremely safe that I actually gave it to my brother's 8-week-old kitten that looked like she was dying. And she had 2 doses in 24 hours and was out running around with her brother kittens the next day. So, you know, safe enough for one little capsule for a kitten to take. You know how safe it is.
Exactly. Well, and if for those that were in Orlando, Dr. Naidu, who was recognized for his senior association with me, Chen, stated and then said afterwards that in China, it is illegal not to put lactoferrin in all infant formula. That's how important it is.
Wow.
Now,
say that again.
In China, it is illegal not to put lactoferrin in all infant formula. That's how critical it is.
That's amazing. Well, we're getting a little short on time, so let's go to Osteoderm.
Yeah. And
the next phase and the benefits.
Okay. The benefits of Osteoderm. Okay. Again, it's a lactoferrin molecule that he has taken and has a patented pending transport system called Sinoport, so it takes it directly to the ends of the bones. So it's carrying that lactoferrin molecule with other ingredients directly to the bones and joints, which is why you're seeing the bone joint benefits as well as the osteoporosis type benefits. So the benefits are, it's a unique formulation that supports the bone resorption and bone regeneration. The only product designed to support the body's ability to increase bone density. It's a targeted transport system. It conveys essential minerals to specific target sites for improved bioavailability. It's a daily bone health support for maintenance of healthy bones throughout life. It's different from a calcium or a mineral supplement. It's designed to complement the bone's natural growth mechanism. In other words, it is the bone management. It's not your calcium or your minerals. It's the mechanism to absorb, as I mentioned, and that whole cascade of events.
Or as our friend Brody would call it, he said it's the taxi cab for the calcium and the different minerals. So it works with, like, the calvins, the calcium. And it exchanges it into our body's usable calcium and minerals, so it doesn't do what I call calcium gone bad. You know, it gets where it's supposed to be getting, and it can even help release some of the calcium that has gone bad that's already in the body.
Exactly. And it's exceptional purity. It's derived from the precision method that makes it uniquely pure. It's ideal for everyone. Formulated for both men and women, and it's in a vegetable culture requirement. So, there's a lot of information about that. I'm going to just mention briefly the Caldense, which is our Dr. Naidu's calcium supplement. And the problem is that, you know, when people have all these issues, so what's the answer? Is it more calcium? Not necessarily, because so much calcium that's out there is not bioavailable. It's not doing anything, and it's just building up and causing other problems like kidney stones and hardening of the arteries, any of the calcium deposits. So if you're not absorbing the calcium, if you're not breaking it down into the format and absorbing it, then it's going other places and causing problems. So here's Calvin. I was excited when he came out with a version of calcium because we can trust his research, and that's another whole story. Behind his alkaloid. So Caldense itself is high in calcium and magnesium, balanced formulation, 2 types of calcium, excellent source of vitamin D. It has like 900 IUs of vitamin D. It's rich in vitamin K, high in folate. It's for strong bones and teeth, supports an increased bone density. And the 900 milligrams of calcium per serving. And Dr. Johnson does a great explanation of why it's only, you know, only doing 900 or, you know, because you are told to take 1,200 to 1,500 milligrams. Well, when you can take 900 of something that's being absorbed, that's going to do you more benefit than 1,200 to 1,500 milligrams of something that probably isn't a third absorbed. But the other piece is that, as Dr. Naidu says, you need to get calcium from your food also. And we do. We get calcium from our green signs, we get them from a lot of food. So, but it has vitamin K, C, folate, boron, and it complements our osteodents, obviously. So the three pieces, the caldents, the lactoferrin gold, and the osteodents comprise our bone health pack, which is phenomenal. And I'd love to hear some stories. I do have a couple pieces of information that I think might be interesting.
Okay, and I did mute everybody, so anybody that wants to share a story, you have to star six. I manually muted you. So to unmute yourself is star six, but just to share, like, we have a couple double-blind studies that NIDU's group did conduct, and one of them showed, and this is with women that already were in osteoporosis, and they were told to take two of the osteodents a day with a normal dose of the calcium, which was three tablets, and in 15 days there was an increase of bone density of 43%, and a 25% reduction in bone loss in 15 days. So astounding, amazing, incredible results. And something to remember too. So, you know, people haven't been absorbing the calcium and the different minerals into their organs. Sometimes if people go in and have a DEXA scan, a bone density test, and after a year it's like, well, I'm still losing bone. Well, if you look at the priority list of parts of your body, do you think your bones are more important or your heart? You know, so sometimes actually it's working on repairing your organs possibly in the first year instead of your bones. Everybody's different and depends on what they've been doing. So that's the exciting part, is it's not only replenishing your bones, it's replenishing your organs if they have been deprived. And, you know, the rest of May, we're going to do, it's going to be bio-replenishment month. So next Tuesday's call, we're going to be talking about lactoferrin gold. The following Tuesday will be osteodents, and then the next Tuesday will be caldents. So
great.
Just to give you a little update. So let's see. I know Igor is on, and you have a good story about your son and the bone pack. And then we also have Heather. So remember, star six to unmute yourself.
Since Igor's not coming on, I'll go. I have a couple of stories about osteodents, my own personal story and my brother-in-law's story. Water and osteodents saved his life. Actually, you were talking about heart, and his heart doctor wanted to have his kidneys shut down so that she could operate on his heart, because his heart was bad, his kidneys were bad, his whole body was just shutting down. He had diabetes and he was just crashing. You know, he'd had multiple bone. One day he put his pressure on his foot, and all the bones in his foot just shattered. And so they told him they were going to have his kidneys shut down, which they were pretty low. They were like functioning at 7 or 8%, which is almost non-existent. And he, within less than 25 days, I remember it was like the 1st of December, and they told him right after Christmas they would be having his kidneys shut down, going on dialysis so that the heart surgeon could operate on his heart, because he had a couple of valves that were bad. So my husband didn't pay the mortgage, and he bought him this stuff because he says, you know, it's my brother, it's his life, and he just wanted to do that. So he bought him a water system, air, Pimag water, air, and the bone pack. And he had him, you know, stop soda and stop all these other things that he was doing, and he, you know, promised to do that. And it was December 23rd, I'll never forget it. And I cry every time because he called me from the doctor's office just saying, thank you for saving my husband's life. They're not going to do dialysis. They're not going to do a heart surgery. They're not going to do anything. So, and for 4 years, he's had a wonderful, wonderful life with just the bone pack in the water. And I don't know, I just get so emotional about it because it was so impactful for that family. So it saved his life. And what's better than that? There's nothing
Absolutely.
Better.
Yeah. And, well, you know, we're going to have you now share your story because you have quite a story, too. And another thing that I remember Dr. Naidu telling me at dinner one night, you know, there are, I think, the three or four things that you also want to avoid that actually cause bones to become more brittle or to break down, and that's soda, like the dark sodas,
mm-hmm.
are really, really bad because they're so acid. Soy is bad. Coffee is bad. So he's like, you want to have stronger bones? These are things that you need to cut out.
Perfect.
Or dramatically liver limit. And I remember we had, there was like a Pellegrino water on the table. I'm like, so this kind, he's like, no, the bad stuff that has the acid in it, the dark sodas. I'm like, oh, okay. So we should be specific. So go ahead, Heather.
Yeah. It is good to be specific. Well, I don't know where to start with that. Maybe I'll just start with the end.
The short version, yeah.
The end of it. Recently, I went to my doctor after I was paralyzed 6 years ago from head to toe within a 12-hour period. I went to a whole bunch of doctors, 27 of them, lost my mind, lost everything in myself, didn't know who I was. One day, I just woke up and started, I looked at the pills in my hand, and I was taking a whole bunch of them, and I said, oh, this is like not me. You, Heather, you're a naturopath. You trust in nature only. What are you doing? And I just said, all right, never mind what you're doing. Never mind how you got here. Just what are you going to do about it? So I remembered water, and I got myself some Pymag water. I got 75% better because our bodies are 75% water. I got myself some insoles because magnets work so well with the water in your body. It puts you back on the earth. And then a year later, I got the bone pack. It was like, I started taking it, and I think within a week I felt the results of it. The inflammation in my body had gone down. My body had been eating itself, my thyroid, my pancreas, and the myelin sheaths off of my nerves. That's what made me become paralyzed. And the agony that I had in my body. So Dr. Naidu met me. I met him one day in Watertown, and he told me my thyroid was not functioning normally. And I said, oh, I've known that all my life, but nobody would, you know, declare that. So I couldn't have it treated. So he told me not to take the calcium and to take the greenzymes instead of the calcium because my body didn't assimilate it properly. So I've done that ever since then, and I still have some calcium deposits inside my, under my skin. They're like little balls. But the bone pack and the water and all my wellness technologies recently, after I lost this 81 pounds on the Vital Balance in 8 months, I went to my doctor's just recently, and I gained 2 inches. And I'm an inch taller than I always was. I was always 5'4". When I became paralyzed, I got down to 5'3". And now I'm 5'5". And I just thought that was spectacular.
It's a bonus effect, yes.
Yeah, I just think, it made my synovial fluid better. And that went into my discs, and it made them spongy. And my scoliosis is better. And my osteoporosis is gone, and my four-time broken leg and seven-time surgically repaired beautiful right leg is just wonderful. I walk, and it's changed my life.
Now, do you do one osteodense a day, or do you do two?
I do two, and I do two lactoferrin. I muscle test it every day, because sometimes I need more. Sometimes I need three, and So I do take quite a bit of it. But I feel talking about the jaw thing, I never took any bisphosphonates, but while I was paralyzed, my whole left side of my jaw, I had to have recently 6 root canals done because all the blood didn't flow to those portions in my jaw. So I urge you, I highly recommend people taking the bone pack just because it's the basis of our bodies. It's just...
That reminds me, Heather, about my mom, Bella. She actually had loose molars, and the dentist wanted to pull a couple of her molars in the back of her mouth. She didn't really want to have them pulled because there was nothing wrong with them. They were just loose. And within being, I think it was 9 months of being on the bone pack, all three items, she had her teeth cleaned, and they said, "What are you doing?" And she's like, "Nothing." And then she's like, "Oh, wait, I am taking osteodens, caldens, and lactoferrin gold." And they said, "Your teeth are no longer loose." And that just made her so happy. And, of course, it made Dr. Naidoo happy to hear that also.
Yeah. Well, he had a really great story about his jaw, too. He had loose teeth, too.
And as you mentioned, Butch did, okay. Inflammatory, so there's also a medical study that shows that it reduces the markers that create inflammation in your body, and it also enhances the markers in your body that prevent inflammation in your body. And that's all in the medical study. I can attach all that and send that out to email for anybody that really wants to read that. So,
and I am living proof of that.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, I found it. If I'm taking the bone pack, I don't need as much of the joint complex.
Yep.
So, Igor, Mr. Igor, did you unmute yourself? Do you want to share your son's story?
Hello. Hi.
Good morning.
Yes, I have a fantastic story that actually it goes way back when the osteodens was originally introduced. My son was 12 years old. He's 20 now. He had a fracture. He fractured the two forearm bones in one of these roller scooter accidents where he just fell forward and tried to brace himself with his hand and wrist, and they snapped both of the bones. And these were like not these fractures that look like they have edges on it. It was like somebody cut the bone right in half. I've never seen anything like that. So anyway, not to go into too much detail, how it looked like. After about 12 weeks, the one bone actually healed well. The other one that was actually, it couldn't be mended, so it had to be, there was a rod put in, so, and it held in place. Well, after 12 weeks, it still didn't heal very well, and the attending doctor at the time said, we should re-break the bone to initiate the growth process.
Yeah.
So we were kind of leery about that, and we went to All Children's Hospital up in St. Petersburg and had a specialist look at it. He says, "My goodness, never. The kid's 12 years old. You don't do that because you can disrupt the growth plate even more." So now we were like, okay, now what should we do? And then, of course, osteodens came out. And I was just logically thinking, okay, this will help the bones. This will help bone density. Maybe this will help the bone grow better. So I called up Dr. Naidoo, and I was asking him, if he could give me any advice. And he says, well, as the researcher that he is, we have not researched on children. So I kind of talked around and said, okay, Dr. Naidoo, now if this is your son, what would you do? And since he could, as a scientist, he couldn't tell me, but we kind of came to the understanding that if he says nothing, then obviously what I'm doing is right.
Yeah, but as a father.
So I said, well, my idea was to double up on everything, to give him one osteodens in the morning and two calcium, and in the evening one osteodens and two calcium. And there was silence on the phone, I think. Dr. Naidoo, and I went to the doctor. I said, could you hold for 14 days before we reconsider any treatment plan? And he says, okay. And he said, I want to start something. This is a new product, and I just want to see if it works. So we started him on a regimen. 14 days later, we had a re-x-ray, and then I went in, and we had the arm re-x-rayed, and I was looking at it with shock because, of course, what do I know? I'm a layperson. Because there was this huge bump on both sides of the fracture, and I was like, "What's that?" And he says, "Oh, that's calcification." And it's like, "That's so much. Is this good or bad?" He says, "No, this is excellent." He says, "Because the bone is absorbing. You can see how the calcium is formed around it and will be absorbed by the bone over time." And he says, this is an incredible healing process. Well, that was the good news, right? And then I was like, oh, goody, you know, the doctor is going to be so excited. And I was like, well, doctor, would you like to know what we were using? Just, oh, whatever you use, just continue it. Aren't you interested? No.
Oh, my goodness.
And it was kind of like shocking, you know, but it also showed me, you know, it was something, you know, he saw, he knew his treatment plan. Well, we actually ignored his treatment plan and went and did our own thing. And I think that hurt him most, his ego most than anything else. So he was even, that's why he was closed to the idea. But then, of course, you know, we had, from that point on, you could imagine, we could never stop, and to this day, I have never stopped, you know, because it's, for me, just a natural curing process that we're doing, and what we're giving our body, you know, is so enormous. I mean, the weight and the depth of what we have, I think sometimes we don't even know what impact we're making in modern society and healthcare. It's just, for me, unbelievable. And in combination with everything else that we're doing, I was just blown away by Roger Drummer's speech, because it just brings it down to the point, the uniqueness of where we're at and the future that we will have, because more and more people will realize what we have and that there is no side effect, and it it's not perfect, but it's just better.
We have good effects. No bad effects.
Yep.
Thank you, Igor, so much.
You're welcome.
Barbara. Barbara, I know you've worked with a lot of people with the Bone Pack, and you are one of the Nikan leading sharers. Do you have another story that you would like to share?
Well, it's just so fascinating, and thank you, Heather and Igor, for sharing, because these other applications are as phenomenal. And as you know, the whole idea with bone density, I personally had a 6.8% increase in my bone density. I was osteopenia. And so, but the fun part is when I have two or three friends, one lady who been on all the drugs, had multiple fractures, I finally just gave her a CD to listen to. She says, I want to hear about it. And within 7 months, now, not everybody, this is another thing to remember, not everybody will see the difference. It can happen in 4, 6, 7 months, but sometimes in 2 years, you're not going to see a difference. This particular lady in 7 months had anywhere from 2 to 17% increase in her parameters. So that was huge. But let me just tell you really quickly why people won't see it at the beginning. And Dr. Jackson does a nice job of outlining this for people, answering that question. So why is it that some people will not see, you know, an immediate result? And it's a great thing to realize, because even myself, after being on it, my first bone density, I didn't have an increase. I had a slight, very, very slight decrease. I was disappointed, but I thought, you know, it doesn't happen overnight. So I went on, and the next time it had the increase. Well, your body's going to take care of the most important things. So it's going to use that calcium to go to the heart, the lungs, the brain, the liver, the kidneys, and get taken care of all of the important vital organs before it can actually store. So don't be upset or disappointed if you don't see a difference in the first bone scan. And you have to walk people through that and help them.
That's such an important point. It's so important. I didn't realize it until my friend that's a doctor actually saw her numbers go down. She's very thin. She's very petite. And I called Dr. Knight. I'm like, Dr. Knight, what do I say to that? And he's like, well, the bones are not the most important part of the body. The organs are more vital than the bones. The bones are important, so it may take a while for some individuals. So,
mm-hmm.
And,
mm-hmm.
you know, not everybody is the same. I had another guy up in New Jersey. Him and his wife were splitting a bone pack. So every other day, the other one was taking the osteodense and the caldense. And if he was having more inflammation, like he'd get to take it every day for a while. And for this guy, taking it every other day, I think it was like in a year and a half, this is a guy that couldn't bend over to put his golf ball on a tee, and that's his passion for life, and he's retired, so that's what he wants to be doing. And it he now can play golf. He can now go for 5-mile walks. And he's like, is this going to last? And I said, well, if you keep feeding your bones the proper nutrients, it's going to keep working. Because as you said earlier, Barbara, we have new bones every 7 to 10 years. So we could actually have healthier bones in the next 10 years than we had in the last 10 years if we're giving the proper nutrients. So we give the osteodense, which is the transportation and conversion system for the calcium and all those different vital minerals to get into our system, taking the lactoferrin gold to make sure everything is working and digesting, because, you know, if the digestive tract is not happy, nothing's happy. So that's why the whole bone pack is so important and vital. And the beauty of AutoShip, on AutoShip you get that extra 10% off. So every extra 10% off helps. And I actually have several people that are, you can have retail AutoShip and you can have wholesale AutoShip. I'm like, I'm just happy that they're getting the products and they're getting it every month and they're getting healthier and happier. And then you get all these amazing testimonies that just, I call it psychic income. It makes you happy. So,
psychic income.
Yay. That's what it's called. So, any last comments? I'm going to stop recording here in just a minute.
I just think that, remember that it's a bone management system, and it's going to affect a lot of areas in your body, and it's a phenomenal product that we have, so we are blessed.
We are so blessed, and we're so blessed to have all these amazing, wonderful minds that are on this call that are willing to share every week. So thank you, everyone, for your participation.